Jim Malloy and his wife Louise participate in a program at UVA whereby they pretend to have symptoms that medical students are trained to diagnose.
I was playing a role, and one of the students discovered that I did have an aneurysm.
Jim had no clue that he actually had a potentially fatal abdominal aortic aneurysm.
In particular, he was pretending to have a ruptured abdominal aortic aneurysm.
UVA medical student Ryan Jones.
Essentially, it's fatal if it's not taken to surgery, and even in surgery, it's about 50% fatality rate.
In this case, it had not ruptured, but was big enough to be dangerous. Ryan told his supervisor, who advised Jim Malloy to have an ultrasound, and if necessary, to have surgery to repair it.
Had it repaired and did magnificently.
His doctor was Gib Upchurch, professor of surgery at UVA.
A lot of times patients will come into the clinic and say, how did this get so big? Why didn't they see this on a chest x-ray? Why didn't the physician feel it? Because you can only feel it about 50% of the time. And, you know, you only really can diagnose these through ultrasound or CAT scan.
There are about 9,000 deaths a year from it. White males over 60 are most susceptible. Smoking, high blood pressure, and a high fat diet contribute. Einstein had one repaired, but died when it ruptured 5 years later. Conway Twitty died of it. Bob Dole had successful surgery, as did Jim Malloy.
February 1st is our 50th wedding anniversary.
Louise Malloy.
And they said it would have been a very different day, perhaps, if Ryan hadn't done such a fantastic job and had the courage of his convictions.
And Ryan Jones? He's a fourth-year medical student from Danville.
When did you decide you want to be a doctor?
Oh, I was 11. My mom's had cancer for pretty much my whole life, so since I was a little kid, I've said I'm going to treat cancer for the rest of my life.
Ryan has applied for radiation oncology programs around the country and expects to hear sometime in March. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.